You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Building Aboriginal Cultural Competency Program is a new initiative developed by the Koori Heritage Trust. The program aims to provide tools for effective cultural engagement with Aboriginal people in a respectful and meaningful way. The initiative seeks to create a society that embraces diversity and inclusion and is geared around the fundamental premise that truth-telling the history of colonization and its impact on Aboriginal people is fully known. Bernadette Atkinson is one of the experienced facilitators of the Building Aboriginal Cultural Competency Program of the Koori Heritage Trust. Like other facilitators, Bernadette Atkinson will bring her own experience and personal stories to provide an insight and understanding of the complex issues concerning Aboriginal people. Bernadette Atkinson belongs to the Wolitiga clan of Yota Yota Nation and has over 30 years of experience working in government, community and academic areas predominantly around Aboriginal education and cultural awareness. Well, I caught up with Bernadette Atkinson to learn more about Building Aboriginal Cultural Competency Program. We began our yarn discussing who the program is designed for.
This program is intended for organisations and individuals that would like to gather insight and understanding of issues concerning Aboriginal communities, and also to get that understanding of what it means to be an Aboriginal person today. We do this through what we believe is effective cultural engagement. We believe it's done in a respectful and meaningful way, and also helping individuals and organisations build on foundations of awareness so they can then themselves establish meaningful relationships with Aboriginal individuals and as well as communities.
What will the program comprise as different items are part of this program?
Yeah. So the program itself is there to develop that awareness of understanding of Aboriginal cultures and identity. So we share with them information, showing them and explaining to them the differences of Aboriginal culture, and that it's very varied, that we're a diverse community. We speak about cultural safety and the meaning and importance of cultural safety, as well as going into topics such as the settlement history, myths that were established in the past that are still being carried forward. And we also talk about the legacy of the impact of colonisation within this country. Other topics that we talk about is the identity and how that has been fractured because of past policies, especially the assimilation process. We speak about family values, land, and definitions of Aboriginality. Other topics include talking about Aboriginal communities today with the current issues that many are facing, the importance of saying sorry, looking at terminologies, and also the statistical outline of our population today and where we are in the country. So showing them that not all Aboriginals live up in the Northern Territory, that we have healthy, thriving populations in every state and territory where their culture is practiced and it's alive and well. And we also then go into talking about how to develop strategies for engaging and working with Aboriginal people.
Going back to the first component of the program, cultural awareness, competency and safety, why is it important and what does it mean? Because cultural awareness, some people might think they're culturally aware, they've seen Aboriginal art, they've seen people playing the yidaki and say, yeah, I've seen Aboriginal Australia, I know about all this.
And that's absolutely fantastic that people are having these experiences, but we want individuals and organisations to understand that there's more to us than the yidaki or paintings, especially dot paintings. And more so here in Victoria, we want them to understand and see that our culture is alive and well down here, but also that whilst you're getting this understanding and appreciation of Aboriginal art and culture, that there's more that's happened in this country historically, and we believe that getting this awareness and getting these foundations will give them a better understanding of why we are where we are today. we see that with a lot of people not understanding about the stolen generations, not understanding about land rights and the struggle for that, or even the destruction of cultural places such as our birthing trees. And so this is why we believe that if people can get a more in-depth awareness of our history, and this is Australia's history, it's not just an Aboriginal history, and it's a history that we share. We all should be aware of the impact of colonisation and past policies and how that's affected Aboriginal people in the past, but also how it's still affecting us in the future. And we believe that we can address that through the programs that we run at the Koori Heritage Trust.
Having lived here for some 20 years and more, a lot of truth about the history of these people is just coming to light now, more than 20 years later. A lot of the things that Aboriginal people go through every day is not properly related in the education program or even in the media.
That's where I think us as a country are being let down through education and media. They could actually do a lot to bring these issues to being front and centre so everybody gets this understanding. And look, that being said, we are seeing changes happening in the education system. We're seeing here in, you know, Victoria, we're seeing languages being taught in early learning centres and at primary schools. We're seeing teachers becoming more aware and more confident to take on the teaching of Aboriginal histories and cultures in a more meaningful and respectful manner. And also schools bringing in people from the community and bringing elders in to talk about their culture and their experiences. So we are seeing some changes happening, but we need to increase that. And that's where I think our media can really play a part in promoting Aboriginal people and communities and culture in a more positive way, but also raising that level of awareness of things that have happened in the past.
And what myths and untold stories are the most poignant that need to be clarified ASAP?
So with the untold stories, this is again where a lot of people out in society don't understand that we are still living the past. Many of us come from families that were separated from, you know, those policies, from the stolen generations. We have our elders who were, you know, not even counted as part of the population up until we had the referendum in 1967, that can remember the times of having the certificates of exemptions, what we call dog licences. So this is where, for us at the Koori Heritage Trust, each one of our facilitators that run the training sessions, we bring our own stories into the training so participants can see that this is real, that they can see the human side of it, and the consequences of the past are still affecting us today.
Yeah, some people might argue they know enough about Aboriginal culture, they've been to museums and they've learnt about history and culture in at school, or they've even read books, and they think they know quite a lot.
You can read books and you can watch all the documentaries, and that is absolutely fantastic. We think there's some great resources out there for people to extend their knowledge, but to actually sit down and talk with an Aboriginal person and listen to the stories that they share really gives you that insight and understanding that, you know, how it's affecting people today and what, you know, what's important to Aboriginal people today. So that's why we think, again, that's something that we really offer to the general public, that, you know, when they're in one of our training sessions, our facilitators share their stories as well.
Yeah. And one story that I learned myself when I visited the Koori Heritage, one of the tours around alongside the river, is about something that's very close to you, Mangrook. I knew about Mangrook, but I knew only the football show on NITV. I didn't know the origin of the word and what Mangrook stood for.
So Mangrook, footy show, but it's also a game and it's a ball. And the word Mangrook is taken from the Gundi Chamara language, meaning game ball. And I'm quite stoked that you mentioned it, because I make the Mangrook, and there are other Aboriginal creators out there that do it as well. So I make the Mangrook, and I also run workshops for our people to connect to culture. For me, it's really important as an Aboriginal person to pass on any knowledge that I have about culture to, you know, other interested people in our community, so they get that understanding. And we also know that the connection to culture is really important for emotional, physical and spiritual well-being. So that's what my little part of giving back to our people and our culture is what I do.
When you said you the program targets primarily businesses and all that, I'm questioning, wouldn't it be very appropriate as well to go into schools, especially schools with migrant communities who are the least well informed about this country?
We do. So the Trust does go out to schools. We do get invites to come and speak to teachers to do on their professional development today at days. We also go out to, we go out to some of the football clubs who are wanting their players and their staff to become more aware. Clubs such as Melbourne, Hawthorn, Collingwood, just to name a few.
Yeah.
And we also have done a little bit of work in the TAFE sector as well, speaking to for English as a Second Language and other migrant groups, just to also raise their awareness of us, our culture and the issues that we're facing today. So we go across all sectors, and we're more than happy to work with any organisation, department or group to assist them in building foundations around Aboriginal history, the impact of colonisation, and also looking at contemporary Aboriginal people and communities.
I see a lot of newly arrived Australians, new Afro-Australians, embracing AFL, but I wonder whether they really know the connection to Mangrook, or they just see it as Aussie rules, but do they know the connection to the land?
Yeah, and look, we find a lot of people don't aren't aware of the connection with Mangrook, and what it is the one of the co-founders of AFL, Tom Wills. He grew up around the Gundi Chamara community as a child, and played with other Aboriginal children, and his family had good relationships with their local community. And we know by research that has been done by Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal researchers that a Mangrook was pretty much something that was played within the communities. And there is good research to show that Tom would have experienced Mangrook, and that's where they've got the connection with AFL and Mangrook. But also some of the aspects of playing Mangrook was that it was celebrated about who could kick the ball the furthest and who could mark it at its highest point. And they're things that we celebrate in AFL as well. So for us, you know, we love our Mangrook. And for me, whenever I'm doing my cultural awareness, when we were able to do it, you know, face-to-face, I would take a Mangrook so people could see it and feel it and get this understanding that there's more to Aboriginal people and culture than the yidiki or dot painting.
Yeah,
that we have so much more for people to learn about, and we want people to take up that challenge. Go and learn as much as you can about our culture and our people, whether you be in Tasmania, Victoria, Western Australia. You know, there's culture alive and well, and there's so many people out there that are willing to share their stories and culture to show you, you know, how wonderful it is. So we for us here in Victoria, we say to people, please come in and visit us at the Koori Heritage Trust once, you know, we're open to the public and experience Victorian Aboriginal culture.
Yeah, maybe you should organise a national championship of Mangrook.
It's been spoken before by many people, and we've seen a few communities actually having the game of Mangrook being played, and Wurundjeri, who are traditional owners of around Melbourne district area, they've been quite proactive in wanting to start up Mangrook games and actually running them and things like that. So we are seeing Mangrook coming back to communities, but also showing the wider community that we have this fantastic, you know, ball and the game, and letting them participate and understand and learn about it.
Is there anything we haven't covered that you would like to bring to the attention of our listeners?
Look, I would like, you know, all the listeners to come and visit us at the Trust. We are a not-for-profit, and we've been around for over 30 years, and it's a great Aboriginal organisation that we believe in working together, and we believe in wanting to educate and raise people's awareness so we can all have a better future and better outcomes. For those of you that haven't visited us, we believe that we provide a unique environment that's rich in culture and heritage and history, and we really do welcome and encourage Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people to come together in the spirit of learning, so our outcomes can improve.
Yeah. One last question I didn't ask, but that's very important, is that the Building Aboriginal Cultural Competency Program will be delivered online.
Yes. So this is something that the Koori Heritage Trust was already looking into, and then with what's happened with COVID-19, it's really forced our hand to move on it. So currently all our cultural competency programs are delivered online. We use the Zoom platform, and we have designed it in a way that we believe is engaging and interactive for all participants. So if you're after any further information, you can check us out on www.kooriheritagetrust.com.au.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.